Well, to South Africa now, where an out-of-control fire has destroyed historic sites in Cape Town. The blaze on Table Mountain spread to the University of Cape Town and severely damaged a library containing rare books. Hundreds of students ran to safety as water bombing aircraft were used to save the campus.
We're taking everyone out because there's a fire starting, there's fire already inside. We're taking them out, guys. Out.
Hikers and cyclists also fled for their lives as the flames closed in. Artem Tongana is a reporter with Newsroom Africa in Cape Town. I spoke to her a short time ago.
So the fires have been really huge in that they've been really fanned by the strong winds throughout the morning. And then a few hours later, the fire started getting out of control because it kept on being fanned by the strong winds. And I mean, right now, as we speak, the fire crews are expected to work throughout the night on the scene of the mountain just behind the University of Cape Town.
And some of the university buildings have been lost. Some of those photographs I've seen online, the damage looks very extensive.
Yes, the damage is really heartbreaking in the sense that some of the buildings that have been affected are buildings that actually have so much in terms of the history of South Africa. One of the buildings that was affected at the University of Cape Town is the African Library that has some of the documents that were affected. A lot of staff members who we saw on the scene, who were watching the scenes unfolding, they were literally in tears just imagining the rare documents that went up in flames. And the Mostel Mill, which is one of the oldest mills in the country, also got destroyed and affected. So it's something that really shook not only the fire department, but the residents themselves, because no one really anticipated how huge this fire would be.
Table Mountain really frames the whole city of Cape Town. What did it look like from down in the city looking up towards the mountain with this fire raging?
So there was just thick smoke all over the area. What you could see is basically flames up the mountain. And luckily right now, this fire is now literally moving itself up the mountain. And because now it's dark in South Africa, the aerial support, the helicopters that were water bombing the buildings, as well as the vegetation around the Rhodes Memorial area, have had to stand down. So now it's literally just the firefighters themselves on the ground trying to contain the flare-ups around the area.
Has it been a scary day for those people caught up in the fires?
It has been really scary. It has been so scary, especially for those hikers and those cyclists who did not see it coming, especially the ones whose vehicles also had to be left up close to the parking lot. A lot of them were fearing earlier on that their vehicles would also be affected and get destroyed. And so they had to run down and rush down the mountain. They left their cars there and they were stranded because there's nothing they could have done because the fire was moving at such a fast pace. This fire has caused the extent of damage, exactly how many buildings have been affected and the extent of damage with regards to the vegetation that's been dry for so long.
What's the mood been like in the city of Cape Town? Normally, this is a city that has many, many international visitors, but with the pandemic, has it been a difficult year for Cape Town?
It's certainly been a very difficult year for Cape Town, for South Africa. The Western Cape government has been calling for the reopening of our economy, especially in Cape Town, because it's one of the most attractive destinations for tourists coming into South Africa. And so to see the city this morning and this afternoon certainly made a lot of people feel uneasy.
That's Artem Tongana, reporter with Newsroom Africa in the beautiful city of Cape Town.